Zoom should have done like an IPO or something before they made the vaccine. Anyway, no one's on the Zoom yet. Maybe no one will be on the Zoom. Well, anyone wants to be on the Zoom? I think it's really okay. I think it'll really be okay.
Can I raise the board?
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you very much, Mignon.
No problem, my pleasure.
Okay, Rosa. Someone asked me last year, we discussed the aim of Atlanis Lechachila, if there are policy statements as to exactly how we pass in terms of Inkabanas Levatal and things like that from the Kashrus agencies. So I went to look in America a little. I found that the OU and the CRC said the same thing. They said that it's mutter to puree things that might have bugs. That's suffic. It's mutter to puree things that are suffic infested with bugs. If, let's say, you bought them originally to puree and, you know, your intention was just that, you know, that's the kind of things that you make. You have an instant intention. So they pass like the serif that there's two tzadim l'hakel. It's a suffic isser. And your kavana is not to be mevatel. Then they allow you to puree. They didn't say anything about efsher ben yachir. You know, I assume they mean like the prima goddim. You know, because it'd be a tircha to get rid of bugs. The chaf pei is not 100% clear to me. On the one hand, they are more machmir. They said only where it's impossible to get rid of bugs are you allowed to puree things. Right, like that Beis Yehuda that we saw in the Pesach Tshuva. Well, they didn't say anything about whether it's Suffolk or Vadai, etc. Okay, so they seem to say only if it's impossible, if it's Mamashi after Binyan Achir. But the OU and the CRC said if it's Suffolk infested and your Kavan is not to be Vatal, then it's okay. All right, let's go back to our Shulchan Aruch. If I recall correctly, we were up to... so if we're in the middle of Sif Hey, what do we see in Sif Hey? We saw the aim of Atlanis Uchachila, and then we saw the Indian of the class, which we already discussed. But what is the Ramah? Let's start from the Ramah in Sif Hey. Vidavka Shenisari. Well, let's remember where we left off. The aim of Atlanis Uchachila. If someone did Mavatalis Uchachila, then let's say, they were either mixed Isser with Heter, or there was already a mixture, but it was not enough of a number. It's only 1 to 40, 1 to 50, and they added Heter. Then Bishogi gives no Knesset's Mutter, but Mazen is a Knesset's Osser. Add the Ramah, something which should be Pashat for Ashkenazim. Vidavka, Shinasar, Yavish, Biyavish, Ophil, Balach, Balach, Lamanda, Orshain, Omer, Bo, Khatifa, Nasis, the Vedal, Kil, El, Simon, Sadi, Bays. Bokhatiha, Shavala, Isser, Lomahani, Shinitos, Bokharka, Heter, Darmina, Bay, Khatiha, Nasis, the Vedal. Okay, this part is pretty Pashat. Says that's for Sfardim. We'll only have to worry about Ein Vatlan Shlachil and a Knas, and don't have to worry about Chanan B'Shari Sur. But we Ashkenazim, if you have a mixture and then you add Heter, forget about Bitlus Lachil and a Knas. It just doesn't help at all because of Chanan. So when does adding Heter help? If you add Heter to Yavish B'Yavish, where there's no Chanan, or Lach B'Lach, which there were some because there were no Chanan, and he discussed that in Simon Tzadik Beis that we Paskin. But if it's a case where there's Hanan, such as Chatiha that absorb things, or if you remember what we paskin, Lach Balach and Zohef Sibarupa, then it's not, who cares what a Shogig or Mason? It just doesn't help to be Mbatal the Isser because of Hanan. Okay, that's pretty straightforward. Now he quotes this smag, There's a machlok between the smag and the tor. What are the yesh omrim? He says, okay, this is already his shot at the smag. The yesh omrim, the af b'makom glom min chaticha nasas nevela. Well, before we read the Rama, let's try to figure out this machlok is smag and the tor. There's a machlok is smag and the tor, and the problem is neither of them make very clear what they're actually trying to say. The smag says, if someone comes to you with the shayla and they say, oh, here's the isser, here's the heter, it fell in, etc., and you see this about the beshishim, you have to ask them, was this what it looked like originally, or did you add water after it first fell? Right? They say, oh, here's a piece of a ham I took out of my vegetable soup, that fell in my vegetable soup. I found the piece of ham in my vegetable soup. You measure the ham, it's 1 ounce. You measure the vegetable soup, 60 ounces. The rabbi thinks, great, wonderful. No, you have to ask, did you add water after this ham fell in? Because maybe they'll say yes, and then it'll be a problem, because it was really 1 to 50, and then they added more. And says the Torah back to him, no, that's ridiculous. What are you worried about? Even if they added more, it's a bit little b'shogeg. What are you worried? That it's b'mezid? Well, if they say they added b'mezid, you'll answer to them. And if they say b'shogeg, then you'll answer to them. What? Maybe they're really b'shogeg, they claim it's b'mezid, they claim it's a shogeg. Then why would they admit they added water in the first place? Okay, that is the machlokas between the smag and the tor. We're not sure exactly what the smag meant, what was his reason for offering, and whether the tor was really talking to his concern or not. So here we have three shittas. Why did the smag say, what was the chaf of the smag? The chaf of the smag was that if added water after Nefilas Ha'eser, the Tarovis is Asur. I guess technically Tarovis is Asur. Why? What's the Svar of the Smag? We can't necessarily learn from what the Torah says what the Svar of the Smag was. So the Torah might not know the Svar of the Smag. He was just talking, but he was talking. So we have three basic shitas. What's the Svar of the Smag? What does the Beis Yosef think the Svar of the Smag was? Why did he think there was Asur if you added water later? Next, the Smag was the Shitasi of the Chochmei Ashkenaz, Hanan Mishari story. One is according to Beis Yosef because of Hanan. And then why did the Torah not care? Because the Torah doesn't know the Hanan Mishari story. We know the Torah was like a bagel fry. That's the first and seven Tzadik Beis. That's Pashut. And the Torah doesn't care. Right? And then the Torah holds like Rabbein or Fry. Okay, no one agreed with Beis Yosef. They all say it can't be they're arguing Hanan b'shari surin. After all, who says shari surin? Maybe they're talking about pasuk b'chalav. Okay, they don't like this chat. The Rama says a different chat. What does the Rama say? Let's see what the Rama says. Says the Rama, b'yesh omrim. B'yesh omrim is clearly the smag. What's the lashon? B'yesh omrim dafil makom glomri Hanan. Says even without Hanan, right? Clearly, the smag is not because of Hanan. The smag is even without Hanan. Lo mahani heter levatel. Adding heter doesn't help you in vatel. Ela in the nitosaf kodem should know the taros. Unless you add it in before you dias parovis. Avlo know the taros kodem lo mahani mashitos v'charkach. But if you knew there was a taros and then you added it, wouldn't help. Even if you added a shogeg. Lefiza yitzar chacham amor levatel iser lach hamor levatel iser. According to this, you'd say, like the smag, that the chacham who is called upon for shayla bittul should have to check and interrogate, did you add water in the middle of the process or not? Lo, no, we can't, that's not our minhag. Okay, what is our understanding? It's not because of Hanan. Even without Hanan, this smag, who we don't hold like, has a problem. What's the problem? No da tarovis. Okay. What does the smag say? The smag says, it's not because the Rama says nothing to do with Hanan. Right, this is a chiddush. According to the Rama, this is a chiddush. The chiddush is that adding heter doesn't cause bittul if it was added after yedias hatarovis. So you have to ask, what you really have to ask is, did you add water in the middle of the cooking? And if you do, wasn't after the Tarobus or not. It was after the Ideas of Tarobus or not, if the Ideas of Tarobus. What's the Svara for this? Meaning, it's not so clear. It's not because of Chanan. That's the Ramah is very clear. What's the Svara of the Ramah is not 100% clear. Can anyone guess what the Svara of the Ramah is? I mean, all the Achronos, I think, have the same understanding of the Svara of the Ramah. Why? Why? Why doesn't adding Heter help after you Ideas of Tarobus? So, yeah. No, because it's not, he says, not because of Hanan. He says, it's not because of Hanan. It's something else. L'chor, what else is floating around this if? The Knas on Bitalus L'Chachila. What does the Ramah think his Kiddush is? There's a Knas on Bitalus L'Chachila even B'Shogeg if there's Yedias Tarobis. A Shogeg after Yedias Tarobis is already close to a Mazid. Not that it's, I don't mean morally close. But I mean, if you easily confuse the Mazid, someone could blur the line. What's the Sara? The Svara is Kansu. Mivatel Iser Lechatchila Shogi Otu Mezid Im Noda HaTarubis, right? If I'm Vatel Iser Lechatchila Shogi, because I don't even know there's a Tarubis, that's not going to be confused with Mezid. No one's going to, like, do a Mezid and think that's the Shogi. But if I know there's a Tarobis, and somehow I make a mistake and I'm about to listen to Chikila anyway, that's already borderline Mazid. Someone could easily come to a Mazid and think that's okay, and think it's the same as Shogeg, and claim it's a Shogeg. Okay, that's the Svar of the Ramah. It has to be the Svar of the Ramah, at least by process of elimination. The Nekudas on Kesef, if you look here, says a different sheet in the Ramah. Nekudas on Kesef here. I have Sifkot, so I have Gimel, etc. And he says in his Sifri, his Sefer means his Beirush on the Torah. He says a different pshat, that it's not because of Hanan, but because Kansina Shogeg to Mezid. Okay, which almost the same as Ramah. He just doesn't even say anything in Ideas Tarobis. Who brought in Ideas Tarobis? Right? Says the Shach, and then includes Akesef, the third includes Akesef. In our Semen, he says, no, he holds a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? That Kansu Shogeg Atu Mezid Bittel Isser Lechatchila. Okay, very similar to the Ramah. What would the Torah say back? Besides, I know what the Torah says. He's not a Mezid. Don't expect him to be a Mezid. But what else would he say back? He would say very passionate. Lo Kansu Shogeg Atu Mezid, which is what we've been thinking until now. Okay, the last part of the Taz, who's really basing himself very, very strongly on the Torah, says the Taz, if you just read the Torah, what would you think the reason for the Smag Zisr is? Knas Midarabana, yeah. Like the Knas of someone that's amazing. Just like something Vatalis with a Cuba maze that we have a Knas. So even the Shogun, we have a Knas according to the Smag. Knas Midarabana, because after all, they did the Isr Vitalis with a Chila. Right? Meaning, water didn't fall in and add. They added water. Right? There was 51, they added 10 water, that's Bitalus Lachachilu B'Shogeg. So maybe the smog holds, either if it is Tarobis or just regardless, is a Knas. If you just read the Torah, what would you think the smog's reason was? Just read the Torah, the Torah's objection to the smog. What does it sound like the smog's reason is? What? Not exactly. That's what the Nikosikasef reads, but even more directly. Yeah, maybe he's lying and he's really Mazid. We have to ask them. Again, it's a little difficult to understand because that's what the Torah's objection was, right? Torah's a bit kasha, but maybe they really did it for Mazid. Nataz understands very naively. The Torah is responding to the smog. Okay, Yoni didn't think that. He says, no, the smog couldn't have meant that because then the Torah's kasha is too good. Okay, somehow the Taz understands, Kipshuto, no, that we are Choshishim Shema Reba, right? He added, Bimini's did. And then the Torah's objection is exactly what the Torah says, right? Says the Torah, no. Naaman Lomar also Bishogeg, says the Torah. Why? Because if he was a liar, then he wouldn't have admitted that he added water in the first place. Obviously, he's a truth teller. Okay. Did you have a question, Jeremy?
Yes, yesterday, last year, you mentioned the book between the author and the shop and the community, but it's only the waffle gets there. Something gets there, and the shop was vegan, and you hold the book there. Here he's saying that this is a.
But here it's a vada yisur.
Sorry?
Here it's a vada yisur. No, that was No, again, the Shach said you're allowed to l'chachil be mevatel l'safek yisur. That was the... Now, halacha l'maisa, either way, we paskin like the... l'chor we paskin like the Torah. Let's just ask another question. Let's just ask one last question. Which is, how about for us? Who's us? Us Ashkenazim. How about for us Ashkenazim? Right? For us Ashkenazim. For Ashkenazim. Right? The dark game, the Torah's make up. Okay, the Torah's not exactly an Ashkenazi, but the Darki Moshe here points out that the Minig Ashkenaz was Lohakel. The Minig Ashkenaz was Lohakel. Okay, so let's say this. Minig Ashkenaz is Lohakel Kedas Hator De Ein Shoalim Ha'im Hosef Mayim. Right? That's Minig Ashkenaz, like the Torah. The problem is this. The problem is, why aren't we worried about Hanan? Don't ask me why we're not worried about all the other Pshatim. Those are weak Pshatim anyway. That's the Kasha. The Kasha is... for Hanan, Bishari Surin. So we Ashkenazim, Tainach, you want to say, we don't have to ask, the lady comes with a question, we don't have to ask her if she added water, because we don't hold Kamsu Shogel's Mason. Fine. Because we don't hold that she lied us. Fine. But why do we have to ask her if she added water? Because of Hanan. She has a cholent. The cholent has an ounce of lard, and there's now 60 ounces of kosher ingredients. But if it was originally 1 to 59, and she added water, then it rolled in Hanan. And then it would be 60 ounces of treif. And you need 3,600, not one to be moderate. So why don't we have to check? Because, why don't we have to ask? Because of Hanan. So that's not, it's not a problem for Sfardim. Why does Sfarim have to check the Dofan on Bishari Surim? What's the problem? But for Ashkenazim, it's a problem, right? So, let's just point out here, right? Nicha. Because there's no Hanan Bishari Surim, so there's nothing to worry about. Right? But what about for us Ashkenazim? The Dark Emotion is very bothered by that. You know? No, because he means Minig Ashkenaz was that we don't worry about. Bottom line, you know, he wasn't talking about a Torah. Minig Ashkenaz doesn't know what there's such thing as a Torah. Minig Ashkenaz is what you do when someone comes to you with a pot.
Do we have an earlier shot in the previous semester that said until we have the appetite over it, So then there's no issue.
We heard we had a shach which attributed something at least similar to that to a Rambam that we don't paskin like, right? But that's a Rambam we don't paskin like. So it's not. But what are you suggesting? What is Noah suggesting? Noah's suggesting that maybe, when do we think she would have added water? After she knew there was treif, or before she knew there was treif? Minastam, why wouldn't she add water after she knew it was treif? If she knew it was treif, she would have gone to the rabbi and asked the shiloh before she messed it up. That's unlike people add water. Minastam, she added water before she knew. Maybe before you did a tarovis, there's no such thing as Hanan. That's what Noah is suggesting. And the Ramah himself, in the Ramah, doesn't say very much of anything, but in the Darkei Moshe, he gives three answers to this question, and this is the one he likes. I mean, he can say, this is a leave to this, this is a leave to this, but the one he says, like, king nearly, or whatever exactly his question was, right? So, says the Darkei Moshe, I'll admit. And here he uses a strong lashon for it. He quotes an Isser v'Heter. And what's the strong lashon he uses when he quotes this one? I think he only has three shatim. That's enough. No. Is his lashon is? Give me a second. A vizet tirutz nachum. This is the tirutz nachum. That's pretty right. So let's say this is the Isser v'Heter. The Isser v'Heter holds this way, and says the Darkei Moshe, and he says this is the tirutz nachum, meaning. He knows he has a gazillion answers. This is one he likes. What does he say? He says that, right, that we're not choshish. Right? That ein choshishim shehosef mayim achar yidias hataruves. Okay, that's what he explains. Because if people know there's a shayla, they go to ask the rabbi. They don't start adding water. And he says, what's the chiddush? He says, the chiddush din is that there's no Hanan until Yedias HaTaroves. Hanan is only Chal when the Taroves is no Dan. That's a big finish that we didn't seem to Paskin like until now. That Hanan is only Chal when you know there's a Taroves. Until you know there's a Taroves, there's no Chalos Hanan. Hanan is not a result of Metzias. Hanan is a result of the Yedias HaMetzias. Meaning, Hanan is not a result of the facts of the food. Hanan is a result of the person knowing the psak. And again, we always assume that when a Jew knows something happens, it's ki'ilu he knows the psak because he could be mafari, etc. The Torah was whether you know or don't know. The Torah doesn't the Torah didn't hold Hanan b'shari surah, so he didn't have to worry about it. I'm talking about us, Ashkenazi. Good question. So the shach is the dike in the Darkei Moshe that he held him shooting by Rasul Chalav, and that's when he really started killing him. And he said, you know, that's when he really started killing him. And he said, no, I have many proofs against you. I'm not clear that Rambam couldn't get out of those proofs. This is a very fundamental machlokas, right? This is a very live machlokas, as it were. Let's just see some of the other answers. All the other answers, I think, are going to be more dachuk. The Darkei Moshe has two other answers. What does the Darkei Moshe say as another answer? It's not meant to be a secret. It just brings three different answers. He makes no kibbutz, not a chiddush din. Remember, often there are two ways to answer a kasha. You say, a chiddush din that you didn't know yet? Or no, you know all the din already. I'm just making no kibbutz that I'll make it fit in. What's his okimta? His okimta is that it's a case of yavish b'yavish or lach b'lach l'manda omar that there's no Hanan in a tarovus of lach b'lach. Meaning just say the Torah was talking about a case of, and the Minhag Ashkenaz of the Poskim were only talking about cases where there's no Hanan of yavish b'yavish or of lach b'lach when there is, and that's the manner with no Hanan. It's a little tricky because most of it didn't necessarily sound that way. Okay, but no chik, you can make an okimta. His third answer is, or rather his first answer really, is not the order in him. And
This, I have no idea what the score is going to be. Finished in. What's the finished in? That there's no Hanan if you added Heter Bishogig.
There's no Hanan if you added Heter Bishogig. No Hanan if you added Heter Bishogig. Hanan is only if you add Heter Bemezid, there's Hanan. There's no Hanan if you add Heter Bishogig. I have no idea how this is, what the svar for that is. Meaning, what does Hanan have to do with Mezid and Shogig? Meaning, well, even if you know there's a Taroves, there's only Hanan, like Hanan should be Chal before you add something. Right? I don't understand the svar for this at all. I don't, the Ramah didn't get into it. If you're going to ask this doesn't make sense, then don't bother. You can ask something else. Meaning, according to the Ram, he says, where goes there, not according to the Ram, according to the Ray, where goes there, Hanan and Shari Surin, Atu Chatikot Treif, okay?
Yeah, so if we say it like that, then why can't we just say that that there doesn't happen in Mosul of Shkicha, and usually you don't do things to show you about that?
Ah, you want to say adding the Shogi is a Mosul of Shkicha? Okay, I guess we could say it.
You're holding Treif and you're asking on top of that.
No, I don't understand what you mean. If you have a Taroz of Isser and Heter, and you add more Heter, the Shogi, that's not so uncommon, operates. It's much more common than any Benezid.
We're talking about when you didn't know about it at the time. We're talking about when you figured out about it after you would add it to it, and then you realize there's a Tarosid.
No! He's saying even if you knew there was a Tarosid that added the show game, there's no Chanan. Otherwise, he'd be the same as number two.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so I just don't agree with your Metzias. Why is that not Shkiach? I'd rather it's more Shkiach I would add Heter Beshogeg than Benezid. Okay, the Taz has a fifth answer, if you look in the Taz here. And the Taz, I guess it's more of an Okimta, says the Taz, but he says, Hashash, who, and this is also very random, Hashash, who rock, Shehoseth, Mayim miyad lefnei shechal din Hanan. After all, remember Nior Kisa miyad? If tray falls into my shulchan and I add water right away, there's no Hanan. It didn't have time to become Hanan yet. So says the Taz, no, we're only worried that you added right away. We're not worried you added afterwards. No one would add afterwards. I'm not sure exactly. Okay, I mean, he tries to explain at great length why no one would add afterwards. I'm not sure how convincing it is, but that's what he says. He says that we're not choshesh you added water afterwards. We're only choshesh you added water right away. Right, that's the lomach sakina reyasa. That it's because we're not my loma skin and reyes, so we don't assume you added a way that would be Hanan. Okay, not basic psychology. Okay, because loma skin, we're not choshesh for Hanan. That's what he basically says. Meaning, in choshishin with Hanan, ki ain machzikim iser. Okay, that's a big finish. Lemaisa, let's take a look at this. Lemaisa, we have four answers for Ashkenazim. We have four answers for Ashkenazim. Three of them are, we have four answers for Ashkenazim. What do we do? We don't really paskin. Taz is a very big chiddush. This is a very big chiddush. This okimta is also a fairly dochak okimta. Halacha lemaisa. Okay. We don't agree with this part. And we say Hanan Mishar is certain. We don't agree with this. Taz. We're not choshesh that it happened to Hanan, because that would be like the machzik and iser. We're only choshesh that it happened in a non-Hanan way. That doesn't make any sense. If they added, they added.
But then the Taz, the guy added the water, God would help.
No. And, right, he added water right away. We're not choshish. He added water a minute later. It was Hanan. But the smag is choshish that he added water on purpose to be vatal yeser right away. Okay. It's a dachim shot. That's what he thinks. Being choshish for Hanan is like being choshish for a new yeser that we have no right to be choshish. Being choshish for adding water, b'mezid, and a knas is something to do with the right to be choshish. And the guy's intention was b'mezid, according to the Torah. According to the smag. And the Torah says, no, I'm sure his intention was b'shogeg, and he's telling the truth. Within the Torah. The Torah would say, the Taz would say like this. We're not choshish that he added water a minute later, because we're not choshish for Hanan. We're not machzik in Israel Hanan. We're not choshish for Hanan. We're only choshish that he added water right away when there's no Hanan. And even then, if he did it, it's not a problem. Because if he did it b'shogeg, there's no knas, because we believe in it was b'shogeg. So that's why it's okay. Meaning, why is it okay? Because we're not choshish for the case of Hanan. And even if he added water right away, if he did it b'shogeg, there's no knas and it's mutter. Okay, Lamaisa, we don't agree with this. The only live issue is, how about Hanan if it's not Yedias Tarovis? Right? How do we paskin? So this is a big machlokes. Says the Shach, he brings many, many rayas, he brings a mountain of proofs that the Ramah is dead wrong, the Israheter is dead wrong. Says the Shach, nope, that it's usher. We do say Hanan, even that Yudhi is Tarovis. And even the Ramah never wrote in the Mappa, in the Shulchan Aruch here, what he wrote in the Dark Emotions of Tiras Nachum. Right? Usher, but Ulai Ramah, Chazar Bo, and even the Ramah maybe changed his mind between the Dark Emotion and the... Now it's an argument from silence, because he didn't write this Heter in the Shulchan Aruch here. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if you look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Shach, he says, not maybe, it's for sure. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Vadag, the Ramah Chazar Bo. For sure the Ramah was Chazar Bo. How do we know? Because all over Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings down cases and cases and cases all over Yordea of Hanan B'Shari Surin. And in many of those cases, there was no Yedias Tarovis. Right? He's very convincing. Even though the Ramah wrote this as a Tirutz Nachum, he's very convincing. He says, what's the case? You find, you cook, this happens even nowadays. And I don't know if they do nowadays. In the old days, when you bought an Empire chicken, you know, right? They salt the chickens, right? Before you buy them. The Empire chickens are salted, and pretty much almost all chickens nowadays are salted. The factory, you buy them, they're ready to cook. What about the liver? You can't salt the liver, right? You can only broil the liver, right? So in my days, at least, I think it might be different now, they used to sell you a whole chicken with the liver inside, not attached, because they would clean it out, just stuck inside. And, but you might think, so what do? They wrap the liver in plastic and have it written on plastic. You know, you can't cook this, you can only broil it. And often people like to buy the whole chicken, throw it in a pot, and not notice the liver was inside. We had a problem. Days there, I'm all, there was an even bigger problem because it wouldn't come from any factory. You know, the liver was attached naturally. So what if you, after cooking your soup, you find the chicken with the liver? Says the Ramah, well, it's her dovok, so now the whole chicken was Hanan, and since the chicken is more than 60, the soup, the whole soup is usher. Shach says, what do you mean? But there's no Yedias Tarovis. How is there Hanan? I mean, you can go make all kinds of kipta, not the Shach, the Rikivayger. He brings many cases. He says, Vada, there are Moskozer Bo, and therefore we, Paskin, that we say Hanan, even that Yedias Tarovis. However, the Pesach Tshuva says, maybe you can mitzarif start in Lahakel in certain cases. What does he say? He says that Bit Shari Surin, the Minchas Yaakov, says, he says that maybe if it's Lach Balach and without Yedias Tarovis, maybe you could be Mekel. So however, we clearly paskin that, meaning Lamaisa, Aser, there's Hanan even without Yedias Tarovis. What do we mean? Hanan Af im lo no da hata.
best. The only question is, what if you have
other Darky Moshe?
It is an instrument heter. What if you have other Tzadon L'Hakel?
So, the Pesri Tshuva quotes from Minchas Yaakov, who says that, well, if it's also Lach B'Lach, which remember, according to the Rashba the Mordechai, there's no Chanan and Lach B'Lach, and according to the Darky Moshe, the instrument heter, there's no Chanan and no Yedias and Herolas, maybe then you can be Mako.
Says the Prima Gadim, what if you have Hefzid Meruba? Plus Shari Surim, plus no Yedias Terobes. If the Rov being Ephraim is Mekel and Shari Surim, and the Ramah and the Yisrael Heter are Mekel, no Yedias Terobes, and it's Hefz and Meruba. So therefore, what do we say? The Maisa, but the Achronim are Mekel. It's Seraph Ode. It's Tadim Lahakel. Right? And it gets complicated exactly what the other Tzadim L'Hakel are, right? Pizli Tshuva brings down two cases here, but he brings down a Machlokes, because the Prima Gadim says that maybe you can be Mekel, Bashari Surim, Makom Hefzid Meruba. But nonetheless, he quotes, we accept the Shach, correct? Nonetheless, he quotes from Rabbi Kiva Eger, who is Machmir. Okay, so here it gets a little tricky. You know, if you want to get into the details, what if you have lo noda plus lach b'lach? Here, the Minchas Yaakov is Mekel. What if you have lo noda? Right, correct. Plus Shari Surim, plus Hefzid Meruba. Then, this page two quotes the Prima Gadim is Mekel, and Rabbi Kiva Eger is Machmir. So there, it's not so clear. You know, we don't have a clear psak on these issues. Lamaisa, these are very complicated issues, not likely to come up in everyday life. And then he quotes even a little later. He says, I mean, that's whatever. That's the okay, and then he changed his mind a little. He says maybe you can be Mekel. Shuv kasul liyashe divrei ashach. Okay, so he changed. Truth is, maybe I.
He.
What?
If
what? Okay, but maybe have some Ruba. No, there are among some that Moshe said he's talking even about. Rabbi Kiva Eger at first. Heskin, Sheish, Makom L'Hakel. Okay, both of them are like a little unclear. He says, it's not clear to me that it's Oster, says the Prima Gadim. Says the Rabbi Kiva Eger, if someone wants me Mekel to have some Meruba, you don't rebuke him. Meaning, you know, maybe Mekel is too strong of a word. Let's say that the Prima Gadim and Rabbi Kiva Eger say not to Lahakel. Right? They're not clearly Mekel, but they're noted. There's room to be Mekel. So what do we see? We see that if Lo Noda Tarobes, even though Lemaisa, and what's funny is that Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuva that's quoted in the Pesri Tshuva is really modifying what he says in his Sargos Rabbi Kiva Eger Shavarachim. He says, Pasha, what do you say here? Pasha the Ramah is closer going, that's totally usher. And that's exactly what he said at first in the Tshuva. He says, Pasha to me, Machmir. And he brings the exact same Raya. And he says, but you can be Docha, maybe you can defend it, Yesh Lion. Okay, so the Maisa is very complicated. Halach Lemaisa. Let's say Treif fell into my soup. And I knew there was Treif in my soup, 1 to 50, and then I accidentally added 10. So there's no knas of bitlis lachachila because it was by accident. But nonetheless, because of Hanan, I know I have 50 viser. So adding 10 is not going to help unless I added 3,000, which is sort of unlikely. So if no the Tarobis, there's no room to make little. What if Lola the Tarobis? What if Trey fell in 1 to 50 and then I added 10 by accident? I mean, obviously by accident, if I didn't know. And only then I found out. What if I only found that afterwards? Then maybe there's some Makom L'Hakel, you know, if it's talking about Shari Surim. Then maybe to have some Meruba, there's some room to be Mekel. You know, okay, maybe you'd have to analyze the Shaila deeper.
you know, because everyone are nervous about it, but there's room to make it, you know, if you're really stuck. And if it was a case of lach balach, like let's say it was mamash soup, right? Lach balach, the case was, it's a little tricky. Some soup has solids within it, and then it's not so poshut. Right? But let's say it was mamash a juice or a broth or something, which is pure lach balach. You know, if it's a regular soup, it's lach balach and the chatichas together, right? There's pieces, and then you have to start doing all kinds of math and logic to figure out which part is which and how to be achriya. But let's say it was mamash a broth, then Minchas Yaakov says there's really a lot of room to be mako, and it's easier to be mako. So if it's long on the tarabas, there's more room to be mako. Halacha lemaisa, let's just bring this back to the Minigashtanas. Yes. The svar would be that Hanan is not a metzius. Hanan comes from the psak, not from the metzius. Meaning, when a metzius of iser mixes with heter, or even maybe basar mixes with chalav, then that doesn't create any special chalos. It's only when a Jew knows about it, and then there's a psak halacha on it that creates the chalos. Chalos is created by the halachic process, not by the natural process. Specific to Hanan, it's an interesting question. There's some debate, which we'll get to soon. Maybe you could say the other direction. Maybe Bittel, Barov, is only Chal when there's Judea. You know, Yeshla Ayin. I think that's harder to defend. There are people who want to say that. That maybe everything in Chal is only Chal when there's Judea. But I think each one is separate. You certainly don't have to be consistent across the board. Okay. Halacha le Maaseh, yes? I'm about to get to whether you have to ask. Halacha l'maisa. Let's go. Ends the Ramah. Right? Halacha l'maisa. So why don't we ask? Why don't we ask? Don't say we don't ask because there's no Hanan b'sher sermon anyway, because there is. Don't say we don't ask because we don't think there's any, we're not even any choshesh they add more later, because we are. Don't say because there's no Hanan if it was done in Shogeg, because there is. Don't say we don't ask because it's Yavish B'Yavish or Lach B'Lach or Kronim Ander B'Smeiko, because most cases are not Yavish B'Yavish, and we're Machor Lach B'Lach, and there are Chatichas. And don't say we don't ask because, there's no Hanan, there's no Nodot HaRuvis, because a lot of posts can hold that there is Hanan if there's no Yedias HaRuvis. So why don't we ask? We could have a case of Hanan. Halacha l'maisa, we could easily have a case of Hanan. Why don't we ask? After all, for us, there could be a chashash of Hanan. That is the question, bottom line. Why don't we ask? And here, yes, Jeremy? No, we can ask nicely. I know how to talk nicely. So this is a fundamental machlokes. Says the Maharshal and the Brichadash and the Lavosh, the Atara Zahav, we do ask. Atara Zahav, meaning the Lavosh, right? Quoted in the Shach. And the Maharshal. The Maharshal is quoted in the Taz. And the Brichadash is not quoted anyone, but you can find the Brichadash here says. We must ask. The Lavush even want to say the Ramah meant we should ask, which is very dachuk, which the Taz says that's ridiculous. We do have to ask. They say we do have to ask because it might be chashash Hanan. So whenever someone comes to you and you measure, you see it's 1 to 60, you have to ask, but did you add water after it got mixed in? And then you'll figure out if they're chashash Hanan or not chashash Hanan, but there's certainly something you have to worry about. However, the Shach and the Taz say differently, right? Shach and the Taz say why? Because lo masakina risura, meaning why do we assume they added? Right? Because we don't have have to suspect that water was added. Why do we have to suspect water was added? I mean suspect in a moral sense. Whether you do a good thing or a bad thing. I mean Lamas Mini Sura. Not like the Taz had Sakina Harifa. He says, Lamas Mini Sura, we don't worry that water was added later, only at the time. No, we don't worry water was added at all. We find one of Isser and 60 Katar. Why do we have to suspect that something was added in the middle? Rechadish says back, because it's common. You know, it's very tricky. On the one hand, why do we have to suspect something we never saw happen? On the other hand, if that's the minute of Derech Olam, then of course you have to suspect. So this is very unclear. The Shach and the Taz say, Stam, the reason we don't ask is because it would be a problem if they added water. But we don't have to suspect they added water because we have no latest asafek. We have nothing that tells us maybe water's added, maybe wasn't. So we assume everything is the way we see it until proven otherwise. Right, we see that in Tumah Tahara also, and then the Sefes Taros. We assume everything is the way it looks to us until proven otherwise. Why don't we say, maybe yesterday was worse? Answer, no. We assume things are what we see until proven otherwise. That's the rule. And the Marshal, the Lavush, and the Prechadish saying, no, it's common. Everyone adds water in the middle of cooking. So therefore, you have to assume this might have happened, and you have to ask. Halacha l'maisa, it's not 100% clear. The Shach and the Taz and most folks can say you don't have to ask. However, halacha l'maisa, I think you have to use your common sense if you ask me. If it's the kind of thing that people often add water to, then you should ask. Because that's what the Rechadish says. If it's common, then you're not being machzik reisa. You're just like saying, look, this is the normal derech of cooking. What? Yeah, and it's not so hard to ask, is it? Right? It's not so hard to ask. Yeah, but I'm not quite sure why. You say, oh, you don't want to ask because then maybe you'll usher it. But you'll only usher if it's really usher. So it's not a bad thing to usher something usher. It's a bad thing to usher something mother. But to usher something usher is a good thing. Yeah, so lemaisa. Now, it could be you don't have to ask if it's like far out case. In my opinion, I would make it shara, again, based on what the Rechadash says, he says, but it's very common to add water. In my opinion, nirulagi is daiti, I make it shara, which might really be good if seems like a likely possibility. Then you have to ask. If it seems like an unlikely possibility, then I've seen me sure. Why do we assume someone did something weird? I mean, you don't have to ask if someone did something weird, then the shock and tell makes sense. Why do we suspect weird things? But if, like, it would be totally normal half the time to do this, then probably could die to be machmir. Even though Dharma also says you don't have to ask, right? Dharma says you don't have to ask for whatever reason. Okay, kachnir let me just die to you.
Then we will not be making, right?
No, the Shach and Taz are making even Basra Chala. Lo Machzikin Yisura. Lo Machzikin Yisura in Doraisas. Lo Machzikin Yisura means even in Doraisas, we don't suspect something happened if we have no reason to think it happened. Tricky part is, like, what's a reason to think something happened? A concrete reason or a Minhag Olam? How do you know what's the normal Minhag Olam?
I'm not sure when. If it's wrong, you add water. Is it going to fall in the end or in the middle?
You mean you know water was added? You don't know when the Isser fell. Then you have to ask when the Isser fell. That's clear. Then you go through. What? Ah, meaning what if it's 50-50? We don't know. We know the soup was originally 50, you added water 60. We don't know when the Isser fell in. Then, and we honestly don't know. You know, there's no reason we should know. And like there's no way to find it. It's not like you can call someone and ask them. You just don't know. Then we would say, well, either it's mutter if it fell in later, or it's usher because hanan if it fell in earlier. So it's a suffek iser hanan. So what would you do if it's a suffek iser hanan? What we would say is, if it's a shayla basra chalav, we'd be machir because suffek the rice of the chumra. If it's a shayla shari surim, we'd be makel because suffek the rabbanu lukula. That's what we would say. Yeah. And then done.
Don't ask. Kirby doesn't ask. And then later in the week, this person tells you,
By the way, like, you didn't ask, I was just answering the suga, and by the way, I added the water later, and now would Herbie take up their own kitchen? Because
yeah,
they,
absolutely. Why not?
Why not? Because Lomax family syrup might actually have power in the actual...
No, I don't think so. Lomax syrup just was... No, I don't think so. I disagree. I deny. Yes?
I think about it. Right. Most of the time, I come if you ask me when I add water to what's out. I think it's something people probably don't get attention to. But to like, I would imagine that the vast majority of the time, the answer would be, oh, I don't really know. And then you kind of leave it off the cliff.
No, because if the answer was I don't know, then I think we could say Lo Masakita Misura. I mean, there's different kinds of I don't know. You know, we'd have to work it out. That's not a fundamental question. We'd have to work it out. And what we say if it's real suffic, I would go back to what I said to Leon. It's a Shari Surah, Misaf Hanan, Shari Surah. You know now it's 60-1. You just don't know if there was Hanan that messed you up in between. So Suffic Hanan, Shari Surah is the Kula, and then I have a clear conscience. Could be, et cetera, you know, parallel enough means. Okay, let's go to Sivvav then. Sivvav has two issues in it. Number one, a sort of appendix to Bittulus L'Chachila, which I know we've temporarily left. And number two, a whole Shas Sugya, which only gets a few lines of Shulchan Aruch. First, appendix, Beitza Dalet Amud Beis. Who remembers Beitza Daf Dalet Amud Beis? What funny thing happened on Beitza Daf Dalet Amud Beis? I mean, it didn't happen. It's just a case, not a story. Right? Wood, mukta wood, right? Meaning that it fell off a tree on Yantif, so it was on the tree when Yantif started. The mukta wood fell off a tree and landed, go figure, in my oven. Okay. So what do I do now? Mukta wood in my oven. Says Gar, no problem. You just put rov mukhan wood and then you light your oven and you cook. Right? The Yantif shabbos would be no problem. I'm not using my oven anyway, so it doesn't bother me. Right? No problem. Just add Vimavakla Barov and cook. So Gemar answers. What does Gemar answer? Mutzah's only drabanan. You can't be Mavakal pork lechachila. But you can Mavakal Mutzah lechachila. Mutzah's only drabanan. It's not such a big deal. Simple shot of the Gemara is that an Isser drabanan. You can Mavakal lechachila. Now, here there are two different issues discussed. In the, only one of them makes it to the Shulchan Aruch, but two different issues discussed in the Torah and the Beis Yosef and the Rashi, where they're all based. One is what's called Bita L'Chathchila, like mixing it in the first place. And the other is called being Marba Aleichem. Like, one is like Mamish. So let's take this following question. Can I mix it in lechatchila, you know, just to, you know, be matir and iser, right? Mamish to mix it in lechatchila stam, bitulus lechatchila in the worst possible scenario. That is a big machlokas. The Rosh brings out three opinions. You can do it for drabbanans, at least they have no root in the daraisa. You can only do it for Trumas Chutzlars and Chalas Chutzlars, which have special kulas, or even for Trumas Chutzlars and Chalas Chutzlars. You can only do it for a coin to eat it, if it's coming, not for a star. Halach Lamaisa, we paskin, that always usher. Okay, there's some exceptions for Trumas Chutzlars we don't have nowadays, because we don't farm in the Middle East, where there's Trumas Chutzlars. Chalas Chutzlars, okay, Lamaisa, we don't do that either, meaning we're machmer, even chalas chutzlars. No one ever say, right? We all lived in chutzlars. You're machmer chala. No one says, you know what to do with that chala? Just take it and mix it with other gentlemen. You bottle barov and it's fine. No, we never do that. We assume that's always usher, like most machmer dea, that it was only meant to the heter for a kohen who's coming. He knows he's a kohen, and our kohanim aren't sure enough they're a kohen, or etc. Fine. The bigger question is what's called marbe. Lechatchila. What does marba lechatchila mean? It's sort of a like half lechatchila, half bidyevik. You already are stuck. Isser fell in your heter, 1 to 50. Now you have a big hefset. But if you add 10, you can make it okay. Bittul is an achila when you're stuck, or the case of the oven. What the case of the oven? Maybe there's already hetter in the oven, the issur mixed into it, right? Or in any case, you're stuck in your oven, there's already tarovas. You're just adding, it's sort of a lechachila, it's half b'dieved, right? Mar b'lechachila, right? This is really a sort of, you know, half b'dieved. What do you mean by half b'dieved? You're only about to listen to lechachila because b'dieved, you already got stuck with this issur mixed with your hetter, just not enough. You're just adding number. There's only a certain, I just out of my free will decide to mix it with heter. Right? Right? What do we call this? Let's call it. Right? What's Lashon? Anyone remember how being maybe get the phrase of it? Ma'arev lechatchila match. Right? Just stop mixing in because I want to match to the Isser. That we never make. Okay? There's a whole, I mean, there makes Yosef very confusing. You can't really make sense of him. Because it keeps going back and forth and getting confused about which line in the Rashba is talking about this and which line is talking about that. Not to mention the fact that Eloi can write Torah, three different things in that paragraph. Okay, Lamaisa, for us it's always Usser. But how about Marbeh L'chachila? Meaning, if it was already mixed to be Marbeh, so, shot of the Gemara is that's okay for Durabunans. If lard fell into my vegetable soup, 1 to 50, I can't add 10 water to be bottled it. But if the fat next to the Gidhan Nosha, which Drabbanan fell into my vegetable soup, 1 to 50, I can add 10. That's what the Mechaber says. Isher sold grain, ein ma'arvin oso b'yadayim ki l'vatlo. That's called ma'arvin b'yadayim, right? Right, that's what he says here, right? Ma'arvin b'yadayim. That means like taking the initiative. And that, we're machbir l'gamri. Oh, there's one gemar about Trumas Chutzlaretz. Okay, l'maisa, we don't apply that in normal cases. The also came to Mazen Usher, and even the Ebed there be a Knas. Although Nuffle be answered in the Ebed of the Vatlo, Marbolo Mavatlo, but in Nuffle, let's say this. In Nuffle, like the wood in my oven, in Nuffle, Marbolo Mavatlo, where it's like half the Hachila, and being Vatlo Hachila, the Ebed already fell. So that's a Heter. Right? This is. Meaning it's mutter. In Nafal, mutter leharbos alav levatlo. That's a Gemara in Beitza. What's the case? Yeah. So, the pshat of the Gemara, and which we've shown him famously follow the pshat of the Gemara in this respect? The Rambam, and which other we've shown famously? The Rashba. Says that, yeah, I think you're right. The Rebbe also okay. It says any iser drabanan, not an iser doraisa bashir drabanan. Like that's what they mean when they use the phrase "mikvah Torah" here. They don't mean if treif bifat fell in min b'mino and was 1 to 50, which is really baltim doraisa and only not baltim drabanan. I can add. No. Has to be an Isser Drabbana, right? Okay. However, the Re is more Machmir. The Re and the Rav Yah say, they say, no. It says Drabbana, but it means a certain kind of Drabbana. What's unique about Mukta as opposed to some other Drabbanans? No, that would be a Chumrah. I want a Kula. What? Eino Ikrim in a Torah. It's not an extension of something in the Torah. Right? Meaning, mukta is not an extension of something in the Torah. It's not like chicken and milk is an increment of Torah, because it's a xera of meat and milk, right? Gvinas akum is an extension of something in the Torah, because it could have treif milk, right? Etc. But even shuman again, perhaps shuman of the genanasha can be confused with the genanasha. But if you're mukta, like, it's not that mukta is like something in the Torah. It's just an idea they're up on the head, right? So only, and it would be like bishul akum. Bishul Akum is no increment on Torah. Why? Because it's intermarriage, but it's not like an extension of something in the Torah. It's like, you know, like Bishul Akum, increment on Torah means it's similar to something in the Torah, which then they extended one step further to avoid confusion. Right? Not like it might be to intermarriage, because intermarriage and Bishul Akum are not really the same kind of thing.
So says the, this should say Rav Yah, says only an Isser Drabanan She'ein lo Iker min HaTorah. Now, here's the biggest problem reading Gemara's. Noach brought up the problem. The Gemara has two kashas. First, the Gemara asks, Ein Valenus L'Chachila, how can you add mutterwood to drown out Mivatel the usherwood? The answer is, it's only Drabanan. Okay, but does it mean any Drabanan? Only Drabanan like Mutzah, which is not a extension of something in the Torah. Then the Gemara's second question. Hold on a second. How can you have bitlers? Dabar sheish lamatira. Does it mean mutter after yantif? Dabar sheish lamatira is not bottom. Anything that will become mutter later is not bottom. So the Gemara answers, oh no, here it's different. Mikla kali isura. Why? Because it gets burnt up. Meaning you don't actually use the wood. You don't do anything to the wood. You don't use the wood. You don't touch the wood. Right? What do? You light some other piece of wood. That eventually lights, throw in a match, it lights the wood. You eventually use the fire and you rake the coals. Mikla kalisur, by the time you need the heter, it'll be burnt. So that's more kal. Okay. The question is that, oh, there were two questions. Question A, answer, drabanan. Question B, answer, mikla kalisur. Is that going back on question A or not? Let me just read the scheme of this Gemara. Question one. Ein mevatlin iser lechatchila. Answer one. It's an iser derabanan. Question two. Dover sheyesh lo matirin is not bato. Answer two. Told mikla kali isura. It's burned up. What's the machlokas? Simple shot is answer one is for question one, answer two is for question two. You could say no. Now we're already changing our mind about the first one also. Maybe now we're saying even. Maybe we're going back and they forget that it's Europe on a thing. That was our hafami. In the end, it's really mikla kali isura. And that is the shita of the Rush who did Ime and other Rishonim Ashkenaz. Right, okay, we put two Rishonim in every other list. Who goes with the Rush? A lot of Rishonim. Let's say, the Hagos Mordechai is one of them, right? A bunch of Rishonim. Okay, well, that doesn't matter. The Rush is the like early Rishonim says this. Says the Rush only in Nisra fa Isser, only if it's burnt up. Meaning, it's only Motzer Levatel and Isser if it's Lechatchila, if it's burnt up before you use it. Which is basically only fires. Only firewood. Not a very relevant heter to food. Right? Okay, because he understands that, no, we thought the answer was Isser Drabanan, but in the end, we say the answer is Nechle Kali Isser. Okay, there's no way to objectively prove it. What? And that's a great question. Would this even be by Daraisa or not? Really? I'm not 100%. I'm not. I have to go back and diet. I'm not sure if he's saying that it's instead of or in addition to. So I'm not sure. In any case, basically not relevant to Macholos HaSuras, right? Only relevant to firewood, meaning not relevant to food. Because food is never burnt before you eat it. Amen. You can't really eat it. Okay, says the Rambam, what does the Machaber say? He says, like the Rambam and the Rashba, any Issur Drabanan, if it's already mixed, you can be Marbet, and that's as far as you can do out of Yom HaZeh. What does Ramah say? V'yish omrim de'im levatel isser drabanan l'chos v'lov k'mo b'yisur d'raisa v'chein nogim me'im l'shanos. Minhag Ashkenaz is very clear that we hold like the Rush and many other Rishonim Ashkenaz that, no, in the end, the Gemara is only matter for firewood because it's burnt. The Gemara is never actually matter b'tlos l'chachila of things that are going to remain physically present, that are going to remain intact. Okay, so halacha l'maisa, therefore, we Ashkenazim paskin, basically there's no heter and drabanans at all. Okay, next point. Now we get in, yes?
I'm trying to understand the factual difference between Marbet and Be'arev. So according to the pattern, the sardine is permitted to add water?
Yes. Or any other heter.
And any isidurabanan?
Correct. Meaning, I can't take an isidurabanan and put it in my vegetable soup 1 to 60. But if it's already there, 1 to 50, I can, or 1 to 2, I can add 58 more water. Or 1 to 50, I can add 10 more water. That's the machaber. That's what Svarim can do.
That's very stupid.
No, that's... Things harder more mosh breakers. 1,000 Ashkenazi chumras for a restaurant where the silver cooked. Meaning, it's funny, Dra. Ma has mosh 1,000 times many chumras in Yordaya, and Yordaya is the machaber. But in terms of actual real life occurrence, the machaber might have more chumras. Strangely enough, in terms of how often they come up. Just think about like, all the chumras that are like, you know, malicha, that it's more than kenei klipa, the whole thing comes off, so you're not fucking shuma. Like, when was the last time that this was relevant to your life? Right? So, interestingly, it's not so posh, who's more machaber, more made than your dad. I mean, here also, yeah, again, Israel Bunny got mixed in 1 to 50, you add to it. Like, what are the odds that's actually ever going to happen? Compare that to the question of non-God kosher meat, right? You know, or eating in a restaurant with a goyish cook. You know, it's not so posh. Okay, Viker. Here we have a famous shasugya. It only gets a few lines in the Ramah. Let's read the Ramah. Ishrishin is batel. Don't show how you shishin genegu. Ishrishin is batel. Right? Batel is shishin. Vinitosim acharkach min isor rishon. You add more of the isor rishon. He doesn't mean you add a different thing. A different thing is the end of tzadichas. There's a k'zayis of chila with batel, and you add a k'zayis of dam, that's no problem. Right? Here we know, there's a k'zayis of chila, you add a k'zayis of chila. Right? Minayisar rishon, chos over neir of an asar, it goes back and is reawakened. It's actually a big machlokes have shown him what the root of neir is. Doesn't mean it's reawakened or it's strengthened. Restrengthened. But, I mean, I don't think it makes a difference along this. Of an asar, it becomes asar, meaning you have 100 heter vegetable soup. 1 ounce of lard falls in, batel. Another ounce of lard falls in. Now it's 2 to 100. Now it's usher. Lo shem in mino, lo shem eino mino. Doesn't matter. Lo shem yavish, lo shem lach. Doesn't matter. Lo shem lo noda bin sign, noda bin sign, lo noda bin sign. Doesn't matter what kind of Torah was. Doesn't matter if you realized in between or not. Chozer v'neir. End. This is a big shas sugya. You really have to go through, you know, 10 different sugyas and shas, and the Rishonim have pages and pages long essays about this. Trying to be yashiv every sugya and shas. If we could just give the names, right? The heavyweight championship. Here. In this corner, you have which two halachic concepts are at odds with each other? Exactly, right? This is the big question. Kama batel versus chozer v'neir. If you have time, go look up all the Rishonim inside. Find, you know, the 6 sugyos in shas that sound like kama batel, or you can say it explicitly. Find the 6 sugyos in shas that sound like it's chozer v'neir, or say it explicitly, and see how like each tzad answers up the other tzad, how each psak is miyashiv all the sugyos. Okay, that's a big job. We're not going to do that now. We're just going to bring down the sheets as the Rishonim and Achrona L'maisa. What do we say? It's an interesting question. What do we say when Isser falls in 1%, then another percent Isser falls in? Do we say kamakam means Rishon Rishon batel? Remember, like Mavra Rishon Rishon? The means one by one, it's batel. When one falls in, it's 1 to 100, it's batel. Now you have 101 heter. Another one falls in, it's 1 to 101, it's batel. Now you have 102 heter. Another one falls in, you have 1 to 102, and it's batel, etc. Or do we say, no, Chos Renier goes back and reawakens the question. 1 to 100 is mutter, now it became 2 to 100, and now it's usser. Because 2 to 100 is only 1 to 50. This is a question of, I guess technically you would call it a question of granularity, right? Meaning, do you look at the two mixtures as one Shaila. In which case, it goes back and reopens the Shaila, and now it's 1 to 100 Tusser. Or do you look at them as totally separate Shailas, right? Some are reminiscent of Shni Shvilin kind of things, etc. No, there's all the, but reminiscent, not actually substantively connected, or even parallel. Here's the question. Do you look at each Maisa Hisarvus as a separate Shaila, and when it's over and done with? Or no, do you look at it one big question? So that's not clear. Not clear. And there are different shitas in the Rishonim. One shita in the Rishonim is the shita of the Ravid, which Noach wrote in Pasim like to the best of my knowledge. The Ravid and the Mordechai. Anyone, I don't know if anyone remembers all the Rishonim from there. So you'll say, what are the Ravid and the Mordechai, or even the Shach mentioned the Ravid. What are the Ravid and the Mordechai hold? The Ravid and the Mordechai. What are the Ravid and the Mordechai hold? The Ravid and the Mordechai hold that we always say Kamakama Bato, and we never say Chozer Benir. The Gemara says Kamakama Bato, it's Kamakama Bato. The Gemara actually never says Chozer Benir. Gemara's cases which sound like it, but it always says Kamakama Bato. Every case that looks like Chozer Benir is not really true. It's a red herring, that's not what it meant. Oh, there's cases where it sounds like Chozer Benir? No, that meant really it all fell in at once. Right, really, Kamakama Bato falls in more than once. Okay, that's the sheet of the Rife and the Mordechai. The Shach points out that the Rive says Kamakama Bato, even if you didn't have Yedias Tarogas in between. The Mordechai only says it if you have Yedias Tarogas in between. Most Rishonim say Kamakama Bato is only if you know in between. If you know in between, then you know that separates it. Now that's Mutter, and then there's a new one, right? So, says the Lemaisa, those who are making Kamakama Bato, is only if there's Yedias Tarogas. So, within Kamakama Bato, says the Ravid, Bein Noda, Bein Lo Noda. However, say, most post-Gim, Rak, and Noda Tarogas. Right? We post-Gim. If we post-Gim Kamakama Bato, we post-Gim like most post-Gim, not like the Ravid. We don't know if we post-Gim Kamakama Bato yet. But if we do, or when we do, if we do, we're going to pass like both posts up with the Ravid. When we say Kamakama Bato, all if you knew in between. Okay, that's, remember in Sabi Dalit, we have this by sticking the spoon of twice in the Machat, which is Kamakama Bato. Okay, that's the Ravid and the Mordechai. However, there's another sheet. What's the sheet of the Ramah here, obviously? What's the sheet of the Ramah? What? Chozer Benir, always, right? He takes pain, saying, I don't care. I don't care if it's Noda, Lo Noda, Yaveh, Shlach, Mino, Eino Mino, man, woman, child, space alien, makes no difference, right? We always say Chozer Benir. Whose sheet is that in the Rishonim? Who remembers? One name you can associate with it? The Rush. Says the Rush, we always say Chozer Benir. We never say Kamakama Bato. Ah, there's a Gemara of Kamakama Bato. No, that's only a very weird case that it's going to sound strange. It says, there's one Gemara that says Kamakama Bato. No, that's in the case of an Isser Mashahu when there's nothing to talk about Bittel. Now, I realize I haven't yet made sense because in Isser Mashahu, why is there talking about Kamakama Bato? Okay, he says, no, it's this weird case where really it's just an Isser Mashahu in some circumstances, not in others. I'm just mean there's no Isser Mashahu here. We don't really mean Kamakama Bato. Okay, that's the sheet of the Rush, and who passed like the Rush among the Achronim? The Ramah. However, the Shach says, what does the Shach say? The Shach says, Tainach, most Rishonim are not like the Ravid. But he thinks most Rishonim are also not like the, and I think he might actually have Rishonim on his side. It's hard to tell. Sounds like most Rishonim are on his side. Certainly many Rishonim are on his side. What line does the Shach focus on for many Rishonim? Exactly. What does he focus on for many Rishonim? He says, you know what all the Rishonim objected to the Ravid? If you read all the Rishonim and you see why they objected to the Ravid, what are some of the Rishonim the Shach quotes here? For example, okay, here it quotes the Rashbam. First it quotes the Rashbam and the Rav Yah. But then he quotes a Maharai. What's other Rishonim also? Give me a second. What? Yeah, the Esrei Hetter, but I was thinking of like Mamash Rishonim. Okay. Truth is maybe based himself on the Maharai and Esrei Hetter. Fine. So here is the Maharai and Esrei Hetter, meaning late Rishonim. And this is what the Shach picks up on. He says like this. He says, you know what? It depends. Really, you could say Kamakama Batal if it's just a matter of Chalos. Just abstract metaphysical Chalos, Kamakama Batal. What does that mean? That means that, you have 100 to 1 Heter. You have 100, 1 Isser falls in. Now you have 101 Isser. Now 1 to 1 Heter. Another Heter falls in. 1 to 101, you have 102 Heter. Another Isser falls in. 1 to 101. Eventually, 200 ounces of Isser fell into this 100 ounces of Heter one by one. Doesn't matter. It all turns into Heter. Metaphysically, everyone that falls in, Kamakama Batal is Batal and turns it to Heter, no problem. In the end, you'll have a funny thing, right? What's the funny thing you have in the end? Taka, I started with 100 ounces of Heter and 200 ounces of Isser. And somehow they all became Mutter. Okay, that's the nature of halacha. Halacha is these metaphysical chaluyos, or call them halachic, or whatever you want. And that's not the strangest thing that happens in halacha, right? After all, what's the difference between Heter and Isser anyway? The difference is, well, the Torah said it's much, the Torah said it's usher. Okay, that's, give me a second, Vinny. That's, however, if it's just a matter of metaphysics. But sometimes it's more than metaphysics. Sometimes it's a matter of physics. Whether you taste it or not. Right? Let's go back to, I have 200 ounces of kosher apple juice. In falls 1 ounce of treif apple juice. Bottle, another ounce of treif apple juice bottle, another ounce of treif apple juice bottle. This happens 1,000 times. Now I have thousands of ounces of apple juice, almost all of which started out treif, but now they're all kosher. Why not? However, let's assume it's not apple juice and apple juice. That might not even have been such a good example, as we'll see in a moment. Let's say that it's lard in my vegetable soup. I have 100 ounce vegetable soup, in falls an ounce of lard. Bottle, I don't taste any lard. In falls another ounce of lard. In falls another ounce of lard. In falls another ounce of lard. It tastes like lard. It's a physical fact. You can't deny the physical fact that it tastes like lard. So says the Shach, that you can't deny, it's not only the Maharai and the Esrei Hetter, sorry, it's other Rishonim. I didn't bring a list here. I apologize. You can't deny the physical fact that it tastes like lard. So says the Shach, here's the Shach Shara, when there is no same ta'am involved, then we say Chozer B'Neder, because the mice of the taste changed. The truth is, I'm not going to analyze all the ones here. There are many different ways to analyze this. Love this, but we're just going to say the Shitas. When there's no Messinas ta'am, then it's a kamakama bottle, wonderful. Kamakama bottle, it's a kula, it's a loch kalos. When the taste changed, that's a mitzias. You can't deny the mitzias. You can't deny that it tastes like lard. You can say, oh, it's kosher apple juice the whole time. How all of a sudden the treif apple juice turned into kosher apple juice? That happened. That's how a loch works. But if the vegetable soup tastes like lard, then what are you going to do? It tastes like lard. How can you deny it? How can you say it's not lard? It tastes like lard. No, because of Hanan. Yeah, it's not going to help against Hanan. No, it does not override Hanan. It overrides Bittul. It doesn't override Hanan. Just it overrides one principle. It doesn't mean it overrides another principle. Okay, that is the Shach. But then, however, he Modifies it a little.
What does he say? He says, this is Nissima's time versus not Nissima's time. He just modifies it. He says, you know what? What about a case of Bittel where there's no Nissima's time, but it's a Gzeira Utter because it's similar to a case of Nissima's time? Then we should all say Hoser Gneir. Because even on Nissima's time, the whole reason is similar. Like, for example, back my apple juice. The apple juice, that's lach balach min bamino. Why do you need shishim min bamino? Zera atu min b'sheino mino. Zera atu min b'sheino mino means that it's really because it's like zera atu, there would be taste. So we treat it as taste. So here the shach adds, no same time. Zera atu no same time. So, what types of bittel and sheer bittels do we say? Kamakam bittel. In what cases do we say chozer v'neir? So let's see. Here we have lach v'lach min b'she'in omino. Clearly, we say chozer v'neir because that's time. And even lach v'lach min b'mino because there's no time, but it's like zera atu time. In what cases do we say? So, what cases do we say it's not an Indian of Nissima's time? So, for example, basically, it's actually pretty easy. Anytime there's bittul shishim, that's either because there is time or zero to time. Anytime the bittul is a different number, that's not because of time, right? So, for example, how about yavesh v'yavesh min b'mino? Which is bittul barov. That's not because of time. Right? So, for example, meatballs. Let's say the same beef meatballs. Two kosher meatballs. I have two kosher meatballs. They get jumbled with a treif meatball. Not cooked. Right? Not cooked. I don't want you confused with cooked. Beef jerky, right? No one cooks beef jerky. I have two sticks of kosher beef jerky. Accidentally, I mix it with one stick of treif beef jerky, mutter. Another stick of treif beef jerky, mutter. Another stick of treif beef jerky, mutter. I could end up with 100 sticks. I mean, it's unlikely to have a scenario. I could end up with 100 sticks, 98 of which were really from the Delos, and two of which are Empire OU, and I could eat them all. Because, little by little, it was bottled, knowing the same as time. Or, truma. Min bimino, where the shear is 100. That's not because of Nissima's time. Or arla uklai hakerem min bimino, where the shear is 200. And here's where the shach picks a nitpicking bone with the eser hetar arach. What about the exceedingly rare case of yavish biyavish bimish inomino? We haven't really discussed it yet. It was discussed, but I didn't chazer in a shir in that long shachmah plus shmavos or time. It's the same mahalach, shachmah says here. It's very rare to have a case of yavish biyavish bimish inomino. What does that mean? The two things are jumbled with each other, but they're different species. That's a very rare case, because if they're different species, why can't you just look and see which is which? Yavish biyavish bimish inomino. Ah, apples and oranges, which are intact apples and oranges, jumbled together in different meaning. I can still tell what's an apple, what's an orange. You have to be very creative to even come up with a case. But let's say that rare case of yavish v'yavish min b'she'in omino, the shear is shishim, the achron, the rishon and paskin. Not a rishon. Why? Says the isra heter for a reason having nothing to do with time. And therefore, we say, kamakam batal. Says the shach, zera atu nisiyas times. If you cook them together, then they'll do their time to each other. So, if we're talking about the very rare case of yavish biyavish, you have to be creative to come up with the case. Min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino. Two different species, they get mixed together, jumbled together, each piece intact, but you can't tell which is which. Right? Then, which is in 60, according to the shach, the reason for 60 is because you might cook them together and blend the case. And according to the Isser Hatter, and in general, in this machlokas, we always pass them like the shach, and not like the Isra Hector, and all the Nafkaminas with this machlokas. Okay, that is the shach.
What is it?
He says, because it's like a darshi material, which is not batal, because maybe since they're different meaning, you could just investigate and figure out which is which.
since it's only like a double shisha, material that made a compromise that says about the shisha. I know that's super dumb. Zemayish. Okay, now there's another shisha, which the grub makes, yes.
So they just might know what?
He holds that the reason for the shisha is not because it might be cooked together and be no seitan, but rather just the shisha the rabbanim made as a chumrah. And therefore, you can say kamakama batal. There's one thing which is about the shisha, but I have nothing to do with time. Which we saw is also shita rashi the rabba, but not. Okay. There's a fourth shita. The fourth shita is the, however, what does the shach say in the end? He says, the marshal agrees with Rama. He says, lemaisa, I'm sure that I'm right. But still, the marshal and the Rama is a little tough. I'm only going to be making like myself to have some maruba. The Maisa, Hikel, Rak, and Makom Hefsid Maruba. Because even though he really thought he had the right shot, he knew there's a rush against him. It's not like he didn't know there's a rush against him. He just thought all the other Rishon disagreed with the rush. Okay, well, Maisa can only make Makom Hefsid Maruba. The Gra has another shot that not so first in Rishonim, strangely enough. I mean, if anyone could come up with a shot that not first in Rishonim, it's the Gra. But it isn't a first Rishon. Which is also characteristic, right? If anyone's going to say, it's a Mefurish Rishalmi, you know, what are you giving all your Diyukim and Rishonim? It's a Mefurish Rishalmi. Then it's double. The Rishonim appears to be Rishalmi until proven otherwise. Okay, that's a Gra. The Gra is basically Rishalmi. Again, I don't get me wrong. I'm not accusing the Gra of saying, no, we should agree with him. But it's definitely not clear in any Rishonim. There's the Psak of the Gra. Says the Gra, again, this sounds like a compromise, but it's not a compromise. He thinks it's Yerushalmi. He goes, "Lost in Yerushalmi." What does Yerushalmi say? "I'm Rabbi Yosi. Zosomeris Davarshu Batled Dvar Torah Me'orer Is Mino Lassar Me'orer Is Poser Near Dvar Torah." Okay, it depends if it's Dvar Torah Drabbanan. What does he mean to say? If the sheer bittel is Mina Torah, If the sheer bittel is only Drabbanan, then they were making, you could say, kama kama bottle. But if the sheer bittel is min ha-Torah, then chashal, how can you say kama kama bottle? Come on, it's chos of an error. Whenever it's a doraisa, I'm going to talk about the isser is doraisa or bottle. Remember the sheer of this bittel, the rules of bittel. Whenever the sheer bittel is doraisa, then you have to add up all the isser that fell into all the heter. No coolers, no playing around. No saying, oh, first it was okay, and then it was okay, and then it was okay. You know, like little kids, first, right? Don't move. First take a little step, right? Don't come down the stairs after bedtime. Yeah, that one step, oh, it's one step, you know, what's the big deal? Go down another step, what's the big deal, et cetera, et cetera. Right? Says, yay! If it was only Drabbanan, you can get away with that. But if it's Doraisa, no way. And that is really Rishalmi, right? Why does Rishalmi say? You know what Rishalmi says? Says if you have a mixture of truma, you need 1 in 100 for min vino yavish biyavish. That's a common draw button. It says, oh, if one falls in, it's fine, and if another falls in, it's fine, another falls in, it's fine, till you get to rove. Once you get to rove, then already, if it's rove, so that's a deraisa shaila. Now it's chozer v'neir. That's Rishami. So therefore, what does he say? He says, what case are derban? He has a totally different list. Some of the lists are the same, such as arla and Klai HaKerem Min Bemino, which needs 200, that's only Drabbanan. If one 200th falls in, and another 200th falls in, another 200th falls in, it is Kama Kama Bato, or Truma Min Bemino, which needs 100, that's only Drabbanan. Or, what else is only Drabbanan? Oh, here's what's Drabbanan. Lach Belach Min Bemino, that only needs 60 Drabbanan. I know it's Bato with Drabbanan, so it's only Drabbanan. And therefore, if apple juice falls into apple juice, it's bottle. Come on, it's only Drabbanan and Yeshisha anyway. Or was it another case, only Drabbanan? Again, it's a very rare case. Yavish be Yavish. Min Bishain, I mean, which needs 60 Drabbanan. However, what two cases of Shir Bittel are Doraisa? What needs 60 Doraisa? Lach Balach Min B'She'ino Mino, which needs 60. That's the Doraisa. There's no fooling around. And what other case needs a certain number of Midaraisa.
It's only one thing missing from the list.
Yavish be Yavish. Really? All cases. Yavish be Yavish. Min Bemino. Which means Rove. Right? He needs Rove Daraisa. So basically, what he's saying is if one beef jerky falls into two beef jerkies, then that's much different. Second trade beef jerky falls in, now it's 2-2. Now I lost my robe. We say Choser Ben Eir, because I lost my robe. That's an Isha Daraisa. What? Now, of course, what comes out of this is, what comes out of this, is that all of these things, when we say Kama Kama Batel, is only until you lose the robe heter. Meaning until it's half Isser. Because once it's half Isser, now it's an Isser Daraisa. Right? Let's say. Like this. And that's what Yerushalmi he's basing himself on. Right? Only as long as you still have Rov Heter. Right? Because once you don't have Rov Heter, that's an Isser Daraisa. No, because it was bottle. What he's saying is we play Kamakam bottle on the drop bottle level. The Daraisa level we never do. So basically, when one fell in, another fell in, another fell in, all along we're saying Kamakam bottle on the drop bottle level. But on the Daraisa level, we're still keeping it added up. That's the Shita of the Gruff. Okay. Those are the four Shitas to the best of my knowledge. How do we paskin? Very unclear. Because this hardly ever comes up. So it's very hard to know, like, you know. I've never had such a shite in my life. It would be cool if I did once. But says the Bnei Shulchan, he's more comfortable relying on the Gra than the Shach. I think I know why. Because mainly if you rely on the Gra, you're not taking chances with Doraisas anyway. If you're relying on the Shach, you're taking chances with Doraisas in some of these cases. Right? So he's more comfortable. He says that, says the Bnei Shulchan, at least that's his Achra. Again, I don't really... It's hard to say with the Olam does. There's no Olam about this. The Prichadish, by the way, agrees with the Gra. He says that B'shas Al-Chak, he's so much on the Gra. Okay, but keep in mind, all of these are only if it's no da Tarobis. We're only made if it's no da Tarobis. We have Yedias Tarobis. If you don't have Yedias Tarobis, we say it all fell in at once. There's nothing to split it up into two different episodes. Okay. Again, I don't know how likely this is to go in everyday life, but these are the four shitas. And at least the Bnei Shulchan says he's comfortable with Shas HaKak being so much on the Gra, because at least you're not taking a day. First of all, he has Rishali behind him, which is good. But also, you're not taking any chances with Doraisas. Worst comes to worst, if you're wrong, it's still not an issue with Doraisa.
This idea of a Gra consistent, but I think you say might be honest. Like, both, no,
well, that's not. It's actually very unclear. Our minhag in mikvos is that we can keep adding mayim, that we can keep adding mayim shuvim to a mikvah, even if the mayim shuvim become roof. And that is controversial. Why is our minhag in mikvos that we can keep adding? Okay. Let's ask this a question. Lamaisa, what's our minig and mikvos? Our minig and mikvos is that you start with 40 saw of rainwater, right? Give me a second. You're right. Or no, it's good to be excited about Torah. I'm not criticizing Pastor Shalom. Better be excited about Torah than be blasé and let the Rebbe talk. We add to that 40 saw of rainwater, we add 4,000 saw of tap water. We keep adding more and more and more tap water to make it clean and clean and clean. And in the end, we have 1,000 times as much tap water as rainwater. Isn't that relying on Kamakam and Batel? But we don't pass any Kamakam and Batel. The Ramah doesn't pass any Kamakam and Batel. This is a Rove. Rove is the rice of the Grove and passing Kamakam and Batel. Okay, the Shach might. But even the Shach's only made by Hefsid Ruba. It's not a Hefsid Ruba. So why are we making the mikvos? So the reason we're making mikvos is, first of all, some mikvos try to have like an extra pit where they only bring water to solve this problem, but But the main reason we're making mikvaos is because in mikvaos we have two tzadim lahakel. A, in mikvaos we have two different tzadim lahakel. A, we have kamakama batal. And usually they build mikvaos, they try to do it in a way that they have kamakama batal. That, like, whenever they add tap water, they add a minority tap water to a majority mikvah water. And then end that episode, and then add a minority and majority, and then etc. But the reason is because in mikvahs, there's a different reason to make it kosher, which does not apply to Hilchos Perus, to Machos Asuros, which is much stronger than Kamakama Batal, which is what's called Zriya. What do you mean by Zriya? Zriya means planting. What do you mean by planting? Let's say I have treif wheat. How can I make the treif wheat kosher? What's the only way to make treif wheat kosher? Yeah, sorry, I mean tummy wheat. What's the only way to make tummy wheat? I apologize, tahor. What's the only way to make tummy wheat tahor? Get tovel wheat. Plant it. Once you plant it, it becomes part of the ground. It becomes tahor. That's called zriya. If I have tummy water, what's the only way to make tummy water tahor? Can't really plant it. Put it in the mikvah, hashaka. If I put it in the mikvah, it becomes tahor. So that's part of the ground, part of the mikvah. So, that's very clear for tummy batar. How about for shuvim? So, this is a big machlokas, but it seems to be that men most Rishonim Paskin, that mine shuvim that enters a mikvah, not because of Bittul Beruv, because of Zriya, because of just being attached to the ground. Mikvah is water in the ground. So when it touches the mikvah, it's touching water attached to the ground. Because of Zriya, it becomes mikvah water, not because of Bittul Beruv, because of Zriya. So therefore, in our mikvos, we have two reasons why it's okay that we add tons of tap water to the shuvim. Number one, maybe we see kamakam batal, the Raiva, the Mordechai, etc. And number two, the stronger reason, even without kamakam batal, which is not, we see it's not so much to be like kamakam batal, is because of Zriya. Because maybe there's a special din of water that when it touches water attached to the ground, or at least for you saw water attached to the ground, it becomes mikvah water, not because of mikvah beruv, just because of a special transformation of planting. Okay, some people have a third side of the hakel, which is they keep next to the mikvah a special pit of rainwater they never add anything into that makes the whole mikvah kosher. Okay. Anyway, but that's not our topic now.
For the shop, isn't la going to be more machmir than mid-intermino, then we have to make sure we always have shishim as well, so I can use intermino as long as we don't taste it. I mean,
no, but lamaisa, we go by shishim. In practical halacha, we don't get during taste anymore, we go by shishim. So maybe theoretically you're right, but practically
it's also. Is there no point of the isra being more than shishim right now? The isra ends up being more than shishim, but you can taste it.
No, you can taste it. What's the point?
The only problem, taste it, which means that even if it's...
Yeah, but Lamaisis, we don't really guide. We assume anything that's more than 60 if you can taste. So it ends up being the same.
So
it's yeah, but those sugyas are tricky anyway, because if something's also Ramashu, you shouldn't even come on to a question of kamakama bottle, because nothing should be bottled in the first place. I know, so that Gemara has to be mean something a little lavdavka anyway, which I don't want to get into now, but Lemaisa, since that Gemara doesn't make sense anyway, because if something's Aser B'mashu, then you can't even ask whether it's Chozer B'nei or not, because it was never bottled the first time. So obviously that Gemara is a different case. All right, not getting into it. Okay. I mean, you can mind in it. We can talk about it in Seder time. Not now. Okay, so much for Se'if Vav. Se'if Zion is a little funny. Siv Zion is a Torah in some Kuf Kuf Beis. Oh, sorry. Thank you. Zion is Cholov. Very important. Very no Gelamaisa. Zion is Cholov. Shenofa Lamayim. Vinis Batel. A little milk fell into your water and was batel b'shishim. V'acharkach nofa Lamayim l'kedir shal basar mutter. And then the water fell into the kedir of meat. It's mutter. Afish ain't basar shishim negat Cholov. Even though the meat's not 60 times the water. Sharing is batel Lamayim. So it was already batel in the water. The pshuto, this case of the Rama, seems to be like trivial, and we don't even know why he had to tell us this. What happens here? You have one chalav plus 60 mayim, so now this is basically water. It doesn't taste milk at all together. Then it falls into 40 of basar. Now it's mutter, even though you think 1 to 40 basar b'chalav? No, because it was
bottle to the water. Okay, that's actually a little trivial because, like, obviously, it's really 1 to 100 in the meat soup. Obviously, it's bottle. Because 1 to 100 in the meat soup. Because remember, Misharin, Berotev, Vekipa, Vechatichos, etc. Right? So says the Shach, that's not really the Chiddush. Really, the Chiddush is something much more than that. That's just Pshita. That's obvious. No, he really has a more Chiddush than that. Benny, question, and we'll see what the real Chiddush is. The whole thing falls in. No, the piece of cheese falls in, and then who cares that this piece of cheese used to be in water? It's not in water. No, because we always are choshesh that all the time did transfer or didn't transfer whatever's more chomer. So if you cook cheese in water, we assume all the time might still be in the cheese, because some of the time is in the cheese, and we don't know how to measure it. So we go both ways. You cook cheese in water, we assume the water might be milky because all the time might be in the water. We assume the cheese might still have all its time when it falls into something else. Why? Since you don't know how to measure, we always have to be machmir. Now, says the Shach, that's not the Chiddush. The Chiddush is... I don't even know how to say the Chiddush. Says the Shach, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that it's mutter lechatchila to mix this chalav and water mixture into the basar. That's the Chiddush. Obviously, once it falls in, now you have 101. One chalav, 40 basar, and 60 pirat. Obviously, it's mutter because it doesn't taste like milk. Right? And you're allowed to be mishar with the water when you have a mixture. The Chiddush is, no, once this chalav is bottled to this water, you can even lechatchila mix it with meat. Let's say I have, sometimes you have this, non-dairy creamer. Now, don't try this at home just because it's hard to know what matzias is. So I'm just saying theoretically. Let's say, you know, there's some non-dairy creamers that are so unique that use some milk-derived chemicals. Say I have non-dairy creamer, but it's dairy. It's not dairy creamer in terms of the FDA labeling, but it's dairy because it has some casein or some other milk protein or something in it. Let's say I know. Again, you can't assume this on your own. But let's say I happen to know the company, whatever. I know the mashgiach. I know the owner of the company. I know the milk in this non-dairy creamer is less than a 60th. And that's exactly what it is. Cholov mixed with water, and the cholov is bottled. Then I can lechatchila put this in my chicken soup. Because the milk is already bottled. I'm not mixing milk with meat. I'm mixing pyrav with meat. That's what the Shach says, the Chiddush. You can mix already bottled milk with meat, and vice versa. However, he admits you can't mix the chulav into the water, the chatchila, intending to mix it with meat. Now, that you can't do. But if you already bought it in the store and it's already mixed or mixed by accident, then you can mix it into the meat. No one thinks you can, chatchila, mix milk with water and then put it into meat. No. That's like mitzvah, just indirectly, chatchila mixing milk and meat. But if it was already bottled, and what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? And this is halacha l'maaseh. Again, you can't take every non-dairy creamer and make any assumptions. How do you know? Maybe it's more than the 60th milk. But look at who you knew. Or, you know, it's some weird real-life case. Right? That's a weird real-life case where you filled, a mug of boiling water to put in your chalent, and then you accidentally noticed there was a drop of milk at the bottom. Now, drop of milk got bottled in all this hot water. Okay, they can put it in your chalent now. So the milk's already bottled. What's the Chiddush? Yes? No. Then it would be true that it would be mutter to the Eved, but you wouldn't be able to put it in your chalent in the first place. If it was 1 to 30, the milk's not bottled yet. If you add it to your chalent, it will be bottled, but it's not bottled yet. Right? But you're right. If it was 130, 40, or even 120, 40, if you did, it would be mutter in the end. But you couldn't add it. Right? So back to my example of the chulent. If the non-dairy creamer is 5% milk, even though I'm only adding a little to the chulent, we bottle the chulent, I can't do that lechachila, because it's still milk at this point. Because it's already bottled. Mutter lechachila, why? Because the milk is already bottled. If the milk is already bottled, then there's no milk left.
Yeah, I don't understand why does the amount of buster matter at all?
Like, it doesn't.
Okay,
doesn't. Okay. Doesn't. It matters because the Rama happened to say even if the buster is not big enough for the Chala before we took a step and a step, here it makes no difference at all. Like you're having to one buster. There's a big deal about that. Lemaisa, I think not. I think not, because, like, you didn't want them, you know, it wasn't your idea they should put that in. You're like, stop it. Now, yeah, eventually, what if you have two choices on the shelf, and one of them has, like, 1% milk in it, and the other one doesn't, and you choose this one? It's very subtle where to draw the line. We'll get to that a little later. We'll get to that a little later. It's very subtle where to draw the line. But Lemaisa, I see the swear, but we're not that machmir. So you said like it's not your fault. You didn't ask them to put it in here, like this one they have in the supermarket. No, because then you'll keep doing it again and again, and one of these days you'll get it wrong.
No, but here it's you're being about to
look at the first place. Okay, I hear the taina. Truth is, a big thing in the Quran, which I'm not going to go into, you can look it up, is bechlal, mixing meat and milk, really the same thing as mixing kosher and treif, etc. Is that a different kind of divorce or a chila? So I hear the taina, I have to think about it. Okay, Rabosai, what's the chiddush? I just want to point out, the shaf says, you know what the chiddush is? The chiddush is that heter beheter is bottled. You might have thought milk's not bottled, or water bottled to water, because heter beheter is not bottled. Kamash malon, heter heter is bottled. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that heter beheter is bottled, meaning milk is bottled to water. You might have thought only syrup could be bottled, not heter. Kamash malon, milk to things can also be bottled, and therefore the milk is already bottled. Says the Rabbi Kiva Eger, he doesn't think that's such a good hafamina. It's obvious that heter beheter is possible. He doesn't think that was a good hafamina. Okay, basically they both are bringing from Hilchos Shatnez, you know, just the shaft says, because you might have thought just like a little wool is not mutter in a linen garment, heter beheter is not bottle. And the Rabbi Kiva says, no, that's a stupid hafamina, because a little wool is bottle in, a little wool is bottle in silk. And then you can mix it with linen. Probably more likely the other way around. A little linen is bottled in silk, and then it's silk, and then you can mix it with wool, which is parallel to this. So why are you going to have me? Okay. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's what the shaft says, the chiddush. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, no, this is the chiddush. The chiddush is not the heter beheter is not bottled, but, and this really, a rift sounds this way, you might have thought milk is not bottled to chalav, because it's darash yish lamatirin. After all, milk is darash yish lamatirin. Just eat it without meat. Devashish Matirin is not bottled. Milk is Yeshua Matirin. So you might have thought that, Rabbi Kiva says the Chiddush is that Chalav and Mayim is not Dover Sheyesh Lamatirin, if I can use an abbreviation. Okay, whatever the Chiddush is doesn't really matter. It's true. Meaning, they're arguing what's the Havmina, you would have said not that way. Lemaisa, it's true. Once the milk is bottled in challah, you're allowed to mix it with meat. You might have thought, the question is, why would you have thought the milk wasn't bottled in challah? Because heter is a double sheesh lamaturin. You know, which are similar cases, just like different bluntnesses. Heter, formal statuses don't allow for bittel, or double sheesh lamaturin, because practically we don't rely on bittel when you have such another good option. Okay, halach lemaisa, that's how we paskin. But keep in mind, you can't put the challah in the water to eat it with meat. But once the chalav's already mixed in the water, then you can mix it with meat. And then I just want to add one point. All right, so let's remember. You can't mix this almanas la'arev b'basar, right? You can't mix the water into the parav intending then to put it in meat. But if the water is already innocently mixed into the pirate by accident or in the supermarket or because you planned originally to not put it in the milk, to not put it in the meat, then you can put it in the meat. Here, I'll just point out one psak for Belsky. Someone quoted this from Schefter also. So tell me if that's true. It's true from Schefter also.
I think we're going to
have to hear that. Yeah, now you know what I'm going to say. I'm so committed to hear what I'm going to say. It says, how about the following case? What if I am, this is a much more common case, I am Fleishik. What do you mean I am Fleishik? I'm not Fleishik. If you eat my flesh with milk, that's not any worse than eating it without milk. But what we call, meaning I'm within 6 hours of a Fleishik meal, right? So, whatever it is, you know. So I am Fleishik, and I want coffee. I can't have coffee with milk, because I'm Fleishik, right? I have non-dairy creamer, but that non-dairy creamer is milchik. And it's more than a 60th milk. That non-dairy creamer is 10% milk. But what's going to happen? If I add it to my coffee, how much milk do you add to your coffee? 5% milk to your coffee? So 5% of 10% is only 0.5%. Work it out. Now it's going to be about the machine. Can I be mevatel, right? Can I put the think about it. Milchik non-dairy creamer. Here, you can try this at home. Barber, if you add a little non-dairy creamer to your coffee, the milk in it's going to be batel b'shish. How much milk could be there? And how much you put in your coffee? It's batel b'shish to the coffee. So that is, can I be mevatel the chalav to the parev l'chachila, not to mix it with meat, to drink it when I'm fleishik? Interesting question. I don't know what I would have said, right? That's what you thought I was going to say?
Yes.
So they report in the name of Rav Schechter that it's mutter, and the OU published in the name of Rav Belsky. Rav Belsky also said it was mutter. Some of the two of them sat together in their office and the OU and talked about it. If you recall, back in Rav Belsky's days, people used to go into their office at work once upon a time. He says, why? Since there's no problem bitulus rachila in this case. Bitulus rachila is only if you're mixing meat and milk in the end. Over here, you're just eating with your fleishik. He said, along this, there's no isser, no chefta basar b'chalav when you have milk in your fleishik. It's just an isser gavra. And in isser gavra, there's no problem bitulus rachila. So, even though he said you can't mix milk with pariv to then add to meat, you can mix milk with pariv to eat when you're fleishik. That's the psak of Rebelsky and Rav Schechter, and we can rely on it. Especially given the fact that for Ashkenazim, Me'ikra Din, you could probably just drink milk when you're fleishik anyway, as long as you benched. You would do that. But, okay, so that is Halacha L'maisa. Just make sure you don't get this wrong. If the milk is already batel, you could put it in your cholent, but you can't mix milk and pariv in order to put in your cholent. But, Chiddush or Rebelsky or Schechter, you can mix milk and pariv to drink when you're within your 6 hours. Okay, let's just take one more minute to finish the sentence. Sif Zayin. Thank you, Noah, for making sure I didn't forget that.
Yeah, it's like
the most important thing. Yes. M. Nivla. Yeah. And the truth is, non-dairy creamer is not as important as it once was. Because when I was a kid, non-dairy creamer was the only way to put something that's not milk in your coffee. Nowadays, there are so many vegan milk alternatives that who needs non-dairy creamer? If you don't like the non-dairy creamer, you buy almond milk. You don't like the almond milk, you buy soy milk. You don't like soy milk, you buy rice milk. You don't like the rice milk, you buy coconut milk. B'chule, meaning there's more. I think we've sort of gotten to the point where. Yeah, there's more kinds of things called milk being sold in the, or milk drink, or whatever they have to legally call it, in the supermarket than Hasidic Shtibles in Barber Park. Okay. Im Nivla Isser Muat, this is big halacha l'maisa. Let's go quickly. Im Nivla Isser Muat, betok ki kosher. A tiny amount of treif gets Nivla into your kosher pot. A tiny amount of treif. In darka shall also kli l'shnamish bo b'shefa heter. If you always use that kli to cook a lot of heter, what's defined as a lot? Meaning you would always cook at least 60 times the amount of treif in that kli. It absorbed, one drop of treif. You would never put less than 60 drops of heter in this kli. It's just not shy. You don't use it for such small amounts. Meaning It would always be bottled whenever you cooked in this clay.
Since it can never come to the zenith time, it's motel chachila. Lefika iser mashu. Iser mashu doesn't mean like a hummer iser. It means a tiny amount of iser. Iser mashu means mashu iser. Shenivla bekdiro betokan kanam kiyotz behem. Motel shtam shul chachila. Fila ben yomo. Even ben yomo, no problem. Meaning, since the amount that's nivla here will always be batel, you can just pretend it doesn't exist and ignore it legamri. What's the context? Meaning, it's not a problem betulah shul chachila. Right? But that's a big pot or something. But if a little iser gets nibbled into a kli that you might put a little in, like a bowl, then also then you can't even use it for a lot when it's bottle, because you might use it for a little, and that'll be nosing tam and treif. The inspiration for this is, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says you can't use a kli that's ein ben yomo, even though it won't treif for food, because you might come to use a kli that's ben yomo treif. So likewise, you can't, if a little iser got nivla into a small pot, I can't cook 60 drops, because I might cook 40 drops. But if the pot, I never cook a small amount in, then it's mutter. That's the famous kula of the Rashba and the Ravid and the Mechaber. The Rashba and the Ravid and the Mechaber. Okay, where does the Ravid, the Rashba get this from? The Ketzer Nimrats. By the way, what's the Svara, after all? Isn't this exactly Vitalish Lachachila? So this works very well according to whom, Yoni? According to the Yad Yehuda. If the whole reason for Vitalish Lachachila is because you might not have the right amount over here, you always have the right amount. There's no possibility of mistake. And it works very, very nicely. Okay, if you don't like the Yehuda, there are other ways to explain him. Like, for example, you could say a blia that could never come out and give a tam in anything counts as inedible and not food, and therefore, you know, we don't take it into account. Or you could say other svaras. Lemaisa, where does he get it from? He gets it from machlokes rishonim about kankanim. Goyish kankanim, meaning jugs that they kept their wine in. The Gemara says you can put water in, not exactly what it means, maybe it means you can put water to drink. Certainly you can put beer in it. You can put beer in it, shekhar. You can take a treif goyish wine jug and you can't put wine in it, because then it's an Isher Mashu, and a little, right, Yayinetz is Isher Mashu, but you put beer in it. So why? Why can you put beer in it, but not wine? You have kankanim of Yain Akum, right? Goyish wine. You can't put Yain Heter in them, kosher wine in them, and if you do, then it's Aser Ben Mashahu, right? Treif. Okay. But you can put kosher Shefar beer in them. Why? After all, there's a little wine in these kankanim. You didn't kasher the kankanim without kashering. It's a little wine. What? So this is the machlokas rishonim. Says the Rashba. You know why? Because kankanim absorb treif wine cold. A cold blia is only a little. There's only a small amount of blia. Since it was never heated, you don't cook wine. I mean, if you cook wine, it would be yayinessa, right? It's only a small blia, says Rashba. Why? Because it's a blia mu'etes, which is always batel in the shechar. And there's no problem using the kli with a little blia that's always going to be batel in the shechar. No one ever puts so little shechar in a kankan that it would be a problem. Okay, and from here we get to the mechaber, Simon Sadi Tess, Sif Zion. However, the Ram and others have a different shot. That's what there's a long Taz about here. You should know the Mechaber repeats this in Kufka Beis also. There's a long Shach, says the same thing the Taz says here. The Ram and others, says the Ram, to Rishon will be enough for now. He says, no, it's not because of Bittel. It's because beer destroys wine, Bli of wine. No, because the Shechar
destroys the blia of yayin.
It's a special chemical thing that Chazal knew. Shekhar destroys wine. Where does he get that from? Earlier in the Gemara, they said you could put sir or morias, brine, in it, because the brine burns up the wine. It says, and the shekhar also burns up the wine. But therefore, there's no heter whatsoever of blia moetis. It's not a heter of blia, it's a heter of destroying. If you destroy it, there's no blia at all. Right? Destroys the blia of wine. So there's no iser at all. In which case, there's no source for the kula of the mechaber in Sadi Tes Sif Zion. And if there's no source, why are you making finish the kula? Halacha l'maisa, the Shach and the Taz, and most poskim go with the Ran. The Shach and the Taz and most poskim go with the Ran. I think the Taz has a very long essay here, and the Shach just says all of this repeated in Kof Kof Beis, and I'll explain it there. And he basically says the same exact thing the Taz says here. Right? So here we have the Mechaber says Mutter, the Shach and the Taz say Aser. There's no such heter, and the Torah also said that. Right? The Torah also said that. Okay. Halacha l'maisa, we paskin Aser. We do not use this kula. Even if a little trace gets absorbed in your pot, and even if you always use more than six times that amount in your pot, we do not hold it as kula. We hold that so bitter, so fachil, you use the pot, and you have to kasher the pot. That's how we paskin. However, I mentioned this once before, that whether it's ben yom or ain't a ben yom, b'chaber's meikel, ben yom or ain't a ben yom. We're machmer ben yom or ain't a ben yom. We're machmer. We erase this machaber from the Shulchan Aruch. However, I mentioned earlier, a kula from the Chochmas Adam in his footnotes, Venus Adam, he says this is talking about Isser. But if, this is a very common case, if a little schnitzel juice splashed on your kokum, your urn, if it's pariv in it, fleshik and pariv, or milchik and pariv, then it's just a drop, right? And anyway, it's not barnat. So Ashkenazim don't rely on not barnat. But if it's not barnat and a dover muad, plia moetes, then we can be mako. He said always wait 24 hours, sorry. So you don't even have to wait 24 hours, usually do anyway. Right? However, what's the one kula from the Chachmas Adam? But it's mutter in a case of not barnat, dehetera, which is very super duper common. What do I mean by that? If I would take my urn and cook a roast in it, now it would be fleshet, and I couldn't use it for milk with coffee, right? But if just a drop of schnitzel oil splashed on the urn, then we say, well, it's really whatever water I cook in this is going to be not barnat anyway, me ikra din, according to Sfardim, according to the strict Gemara, etc. And besides, only dover muat. So then we're mekel, serif of dover muat, and not barnat. We are mekel, even though you're not supposed to be gorm napar el chachil if it's only dover muat. So we're mekel and dover muat by fleshik and a parav kli, milchik and a parav kli, which is very, again, nice. That happens all the time to kumkums. Why? Because they're both next to the stove. So tea kettle on the stove. Obviously, the chachila, don't put your tea kettle. Remember, tea kettle's on the stove when you're frying schnitzel and get fleshik in it. But if you did, since it's just dover muat, you always put more than 60 times that much, right? Meaning, what does this mean? Meaning, basar into a pariv kli, or chalav into a pariv kli. Then, if it's dover muat, you don't have to kasha the pariv kli. And you can say it's still pariv. Because the kula dover muat. Oh, we're not so much dover muat by Yisur. But here, we also have a tzad of not or not. Tira, we're so much on dover muat. That is the Chachmas Adam. I think I might even have given that out once on a Makor sheet. This is the Chachmas Adam. Okay, so that's the only time we really use this kula. However, it's a sniff lahakel. Sometimes you have complicated shaylas, and only the remuad of treif was nivla in something. There are many other tzad in lahakel. We can say, and another tzad lahakel is mechaber of dover muad. No, there he was saying something a little different, that if there are like
10 areas of the Kli, and if it's stretched on one of them, we don't know which, it's bustled to the other areas. But he wasn't making it if you know which. So that's not the same. Okay.